Good evening. I'm Laura Barone-Lopez. John Yang is away. Israel's security minister is urging people in the country to carry weapons to defend themselves following a stabbing attack in the West Bank. Police say a Palestinian militant stabbed four people in a suburb of Tel Aviv, killing an elderly man and woman. The suspect was later killed by police. And in Gaza today, Israel conducted at least two separate airstrikes, killing dozens. Overnight, a strike hit a tent area in the courtyard of a hospital. Another airstrike hit two schools in Gaza City. In both cases, Israel said it was targeting Hamas militants. English police today are struggling to contain violent crowds after a right-wing mob tried to break into a hotel suspected of housing asylum seekers. Rioters broke down barriers and smashed windows as they clashed with law enforcement. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the riots, calling it organized violent thuggery. It's the latest episode in a series of far-right protests following a deadly stabbing attack at a children's dance class last week. False reports spread on social media that the suspect was an immigrant. Police later said the teen was born in Wales. Georgia's Brian Kemp is firing back after former President Donald Trump repeatedly attacked the Republican governor at a campaign rally last night. Kemp said Trump should focus on winning the presidential election, not on petty personal attacks. At Saturday's rally, Trump ranted about Kemp's refusal to help him overturn the 2020 election. And Trump accused Kemp, without evidence, of actively working against him this election.
Your governor, Kemp, and Raffensperger are doing everything possible to make 2024 difficult for Republicans to win. That, what are they doing? I don't know. They got something in mind, you know, they got a little something in mind. Kemp is very bad for the Republican Party. He wouldn't do anything.
Trump also congratulated Russian President Vladimir Putin for the prisoner exchange that freed three Americans this past week. But Trump did not name any of the Americans who were released. Ukraine got a boost today in their war with Putin's Russian forces when newly arrived F-16 fighter jets took to the skies. 29 months after the full-scale invasion, President Volodymyr Zelensky unveiled the jets given to his country by Western allies. While this steps up Ukraine's air defenses, Zelensky said more pilots need to be trained. Until now, Ukraine only had Soviet-era warplanes to fight Russia. Florida's west coast is bracing for impact from the latest named storm this hurricane season. Tropical Storm Debbie is rapidly intensifying thanks to the warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is now expected to become a Category 1 hurricane before it makes landfall over Florida's panhandle. Forecasters anticipate heavy rain and flooding before the storm moves up the east coast. And it was a golden Sunday for American athletes in Paris. On the track, sprinter Noah Lyles is once again the world's fastest man, winning gold in the men's 100 meter. In the pool, Team USA broke records and took home two more gold medals. The American team set a new world record in the women's 4x100 medley relay. And Bobby Fink clocked a world record swim in the 1500 freestyle. Scottie Scheffler took the top spot in men's golf, and Kristen Faulkner won gold in women's road cycling. And the water quality of the River Seine is again in question after athletes from Belgium and Switzerland withdrew from upcoming events. They fell ill after racing in the river last week. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, anti-government protests in Bangladesh turn deadly, and what being a night owl versus an early bird can do for your brain.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.